Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink. Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. If you're watching live on the YouTubes, perhaps you've flipped over from Blippi, your kids program, over to this lovely hellhole we have here. You'll notice a new flag. And the gentleman who made that flag,
yes, sir, yes,
is
sir,
on the air today. D'Anthony, what's his name?
I don't know.
What's his government name?
His government name is Noah, but I don't know. Would you want the name of the company?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the name of his actual
company? All of it. No one cares about all of his shit.
Does
no one
that
cares
really matter?
Yes, we care. No. Noah? How religious are your
parents?
My
first name is irrelevant. I think the company name matters more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it depends. How religious are your parents? They named you Noah.
Eh.
Are they?
Yeah.
They
were just big Christmas and Easter kind of.
Noah Gallagher.
C&E crowd?
Maybe.
C&E Catholics? Is that what you were?
Yes.
Yeah.
How old are you?
30.
30. Yeah. Is it possible he was named after Noah Gallagher? He probably wasn't old enough.
Oasis.
No.
Yeah.
Your parents Oasis fans?
I don't know.
How about Noah Cyrus fans?
Doubt it.
Is that Billy Ray Cyrus's evil twin?
No, it's
like he's got a reverse mullet and a goatee.
You're very close. It's actually Miley's sister who looks like an evil twin.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wait, what would an evil twin of Miley Cyrus look like? A fucking nun?
Like an emo.
Spawn. Yeah.
So like an emo version of Hannah Montana. You know what I'm talking about, Giorgio. I could see you getting down on Noah.
She's got some puffy cheeks, too. Kind of that squirrel face.
What's her name?
I can get down on Noah.
You'll see it.
So could I.
Cyrus. Noah Cyrus, yeah. Yeah. It'll play.
There's a bunch of Noahs
if you're
now
in that world. I think we've all been in the emo world, though.
No, she's got a moon face, bro. It's weird.
But for the nights, who cares, dude?
I don't know. Let me see if moon face is offensive, because I'm not sure if it is or not.
Yeah, it'd be offensive to the moon.
Oh, it's a medical condition.
Often, yeah.
Often associated with Cushing's syndrome.
Cushing's syndrome.
But I don't know if she has it or not. I just think her face looks stupid.
I don't know.
It's very round.
Yeah.
It looks like she's been stung by bees.
Oh, my God, that one, perfect.
Whatever, right, man. Rumor Willis has the same face. But what I do know is
somebody
this
needs to take a belt sander to this whole area right here.
Yeah.
You can do it. They're rich. Get your shit
super
fixed.
Rich.
Come on.
You're super fucking rich.
Look at
shave down some bones.
Look at Kylie Jenner.
She's had everything.
She went from clearly going to have some problems in life looking little girl to a super hot fucking 20-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
all it
yeah.
took was a little bit of money.
A little bit of surgery in there, and now she's a billionaire.
So now you're not ugly.
Yeah.
You're poor.
And now you're named after a religious figure who's not religious.
Correct.
Because Noah's, look, that's top
three.
Well, I came
before them, so.
It's top three. It's Jesus, Moses, and then probably Noah. No, where you're like, Noah, oh, man, are your parents that religious?
Noah would not be a great example. You're talking about just for names?
Cause yeah.
No, but people don't name their kid Job. Right?
Sometimes. Arrested Development.
Yeah, but that it was George Oscar Blue.
Ezekiel?
It was G-O-B.
I always think Ezekiel.
That's why people,
like bread.
People yeah. always called
2517,
him. 2517. People always called him Gob. That's why.
Gob, yeah.
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 But no. Noah was kind of a piece of shit, dude. So were his kids.
I mean, easy.
You know his two,
hey,
no,
Noah.
His two daughters
I'm,
got
I'm
him.
I'm sitting right here.
His yeah. two daughters got him drunk and then fucked him. You know that, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I do
yeah.
not know
oh,
this
yeah.
part of the story.
That's why they built the Ark.
Well, that's not why.
It was. He was tired of getting fucked by his daughters.
And you wanted to get away from him?
Yeah. He was like, let me take some animals
well,
out there.
Well, it was either that or Snickers. Want to get away for a while? Snickers. or whatever. It's not going anywhere.
Is it Southwest or Snickers?
It's Southwest. Yeah. Snickers is
not going anywhere for a while? That's it. Yeah.
Which he wasn't because they got him drunk because yeah. he was a drunk piece of shit.
And how long did he end up on that boat, Noah?
I mean, this is all news to
honestly,
me, guys.
Honestly,
I thought he was a good dude.
After.
Seriously, dude. If my name was Martin Luther King Jr. Jr.,
yeah.
I would know
I mean,
all about Martin Luther
everything.
King Jr.
I'm coming to light with this. I thought he was a good dude.
Uh-huh.
Helped out some animals 2x2.
Sure.
But no, he ended up fucking his daughters or
well,
sisters.
The daughters
well, they
fucked him.
They kind of raped him.
Yeah.
I mean, if you,
yeah. Let's
did they?
Yeah.
Though?
Let's be real tender with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's be real tender with that. What's your name of your company, by the way?
Stars and Stripes Company.
StarsandStripesCompany.com.
Yes. StarsandStripesCo.com as far as social media
somebody
is concerned.
Somebody took it. Somebody took the company, huh?
I think we just went with Co. When we first
really?
Did it, it was a little easier. That's
StarsandStripes.co.
You be a David Allen Co fan?
No.
Okay. No, we can't. No. Definitely. It's funny. it's funny you mentioned that. Danny Warstop had a gig booked here, I think in Austin, right?
Yes.
He had a gig booked here in Austin, and he's like, cool, hey, I'll be here in Austin next week or 2 weeks from now, blah, blah, blah. And he started getting lit the fuck up. He goes, wait, what's going on here? So he looked onto the set list, and it was David Allen Coe opening.
So in Georgia,
like, oh no, you can't do that.
No, I'm from Georgia. That was the trick to see if somebody was racist. Of like, hey man, you listen to David Allen Coe?
And
if they
like,
said
fuck
yes,
fuck yeah,
and you're like, oh man, that guy's
hell yeah, man. We got to take our country back.
Well, we're gonna cut to a quick commercial break.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Stars and Stripes Co. And you made us this personalized Drinking Bros.
Yeah.
Flag. Thank you for going back to the Y, Giorgio. Look at the producer and the man you're becoming. Super proud of you, by the way. Thumbs up from me to you, and maybe a thumb inside of you from me to you later. You never know.
If well,
you
if you're saying that,
right.
I'm getting on the mic. If you're talking about thumbs in the B, I'm going to chime in.
Well, look, I mean, if you're going to do a digital rectal exam and you're going to use the thumb, which I wouldn't recommend, by the way, because there's not as much feeling at the tip of the thumb as there's the feeling at the tip of the index finger.
Sure.
You got to go in, Bert Kuhn taught us this. You got to go in this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
From behind. So a thumb would actually ergonomically be better.
Correct.
American
so Giorgio,
pie.
He's just trying to help you out, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
One finger or two, better make it three. American
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, go all in.
Easy.
Go all in. Were you a listener of the show?
Yeah.
No shit. For how long?
A little bit. Not forever. I'm not a forever fan of you.
Jesus
guys.
Christ,
sorry.
Noah.
You're really.
I mean,
honestly,
I got here. He calls me a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking up my past and my name. So I think we're even.
No, it's not. It's the Bible, dude. You got a problem with the Bible now? Hell
yeah,
no,
man.
This is
America,
you son of a bitch.
But what, you hate Mike Pence? You hate his mother? God damn it, man. I'm out here playing cards with my brother's kids.
It's Billy Bob Thornton.
Big fan.
No,
big fan of your work. In
I
all sincerity.
Yeah, yeah, these flags are all dope, man.
Dope as shit. And it's heavy.
It's very heavy.
It's got some weight to it.
It's made
pine,
out of
pine, baby.
It's real
is it
wood,
pine?
Bitch.
It's pine. Is it Georgia pine?
I don't know. We don't discriminate. We like all pine.
Okay. All pine matters.
All pine matters.
Matter.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
Nailed it. Where are you guys based out of?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Good little 7-hour
Yeah, that's a journey. Did you guys drive down here today?
Yeah. Yeah, we got up at 4 this morning, hit the road by 5, got here by like 11:30.
Fuck so. You. Are you an Oklahoma Sooners fan?
I'm not. That kid back there is.
Is he really?
I'm a Cowboy fan. Choke pokes.
Even worse. Yep. Who's worse this year, the Sooners or the Cowboys?
Sooners, for sure. Sooners,
you're talking about
sure.
not Dallas.
OSU.
Ah,
Oklahoma State, the one that
they're
never gets any attention.
Barely hanging on. Well, when you win they won their opener, what was it, by
barely.
6?
As a former Mizzou Tiger, both of y'all can suck it.
Yeah. Well, you got one win with LSU, Giorgio, and I don't want to hear your bullshit. But
my team's, OU's down too.
OU is terrible this year, so you guys are good.
My team's undefeated.
I don't tell me why the Big 12 won't play defense.
Because they haven't played yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, my team is undefeated as well. Probably going to be national champions, but whatever.
Well, OU's got a fresh team.
Did
all
they?
Across the board. Yep.
Fresh is in Subway or fresh is in like...
Pretty fresh.
Yeah. Jared, Subway? Subway?
I wouldn't put it in the kiddie pool touching section. But
here's
yeah.
the problem with the Big 12. They don't play any fucking defense whatsoever. Therefore, Dan and I can't take any Big 12 team seriously these days. Offense, look, it's great. And if you're betting the over on every single game, if it's at 79, you're good to have that over for every single Big 12 game. But you guys stopped playing defense about 6 or 7 years ago, and I can't figure out why.
I don't know. Tanner, you got an answer to that question?
I do not.
okay, he's starting a sports
Tanner's
podcast with zero
in all
insight.
Seriousness, there's...
Oh, this is the guy who's starting the sports podcast?
Yeah, you can't answer that
fucking
question.
You don't have an answer
question.
For that? Tanner.
It's recruiting. I mean, we can't keep up with
you
the
You might
Big
as well call
SEC.
Your dad on Sunday nights instead of starting that podcast. I'll save you 15 bucks. Totally kidding. tell me, I don't know why we can't play defense.
It's weird, though. I don't think it's – why would it be a recruiting thing? Now, it does go – college does go in phases. You do seem to see conferences get really heavy on certain aspects of the game, right?
I can tell you why. I've got a theory on this. Actually, this is super interesting. I don't think we've ever talked about this before. Why the Big 12 doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
Everything is listed, the top 300 on ESPN. Most of that top list, like the five stars, that gets you real sexy notice, gets you all the articles written about your team. They're all offensive players. So therefore, you're trying to go after like the Spencer Rattlers and those guys, right? But you actually need defense. And the problem is you blew your load trying to get some top five guys. And then after that, it's like, oh, shit. Well, who's left? But the other schools are recruiting defense just as heavily as they're recruiting offense. But it's also because nobody wants to live in the state of Oklahoma. So there you have it.
He got me there.
That was my next question. What do you do in Tulsa? Yeah. What do you do there?
Fun. We live, we breathe. But I mean, there's really. So I grew up on a ranch. That was real easy. You know, just get into shit, hunt. That's why we're trying to get you guys to come down. But really nothing. There's fucking nothing to do in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, there's Brick City or Brickton or whatever it's called.
What are you fucking going to do there? Go to a bar?
Yeah.
Every city in America has a bar.
Has a bar in it.
I mean, actually, the move is Texas. I'm trying to convince the wifey to
come down here. Look, we all moved here. I didn't have to twist her arm. She was in.
Well, I want to move out to Rockwall, which is right outside of Dallas. That's my go-to.
Let's see.
It's about 30 minutes outside
of
Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. We were there. We did a gig in Frisco, which is about 30 minutes outside of Dallas.
North.
Yeah, north. Yeah. That's a very nice area.
Like
Dallas
it.
Is fine. It's super liberal. I guess so is Austin. But the whole fucking state will be blue in like 5 years.
Yeah, Austin is the gem of all of it.
Dude, everybody's moving here, and that's what happens. You move, you take over, you turn it blue, and then you bitch about life.
You think it'll really go all blue the whole time?
I do. No. Dan and I are split on this.
I don't think so.
In my county, because the county commissioner is one of my neighbors out there, and I was like, what's the story? And he goes, man, I'm like one of the last Republicans left out here, and it's going to turn.
Unless it gets so ridiculous that they start pushing people out, families out that have been here forever, I don't see that happening.
I just think there's going to be so many new people moving in, and that's what happens. You have kids, they all become fucking idiots, and then, start to believe
in Oklahoma,
the same shit.
Like every other truck in Oklahoma has a Trump flag. Mm-hmm. As soon as I drove into Texas, I thought that was going to be the case. I didn't see one. I haven't seen one bumper sticker. Anything.
Strange, right?
It's weird.
Yeah. So when we did the election prediction show with Alex Jones last week, I had Oklahoma going hard red. That was the easiest call in the world. Nate Silver's maps have a light color, like a pink for Texas, not a hard red, where you're just like, man, so is it teetering that way? And the answer is yes.
The
entire city council, the mayor, everybody here in Austin is blue. Dallas is entirely blue. It's all Democrat. All of the city of Dallas.
I think your big cities, no matter where you go, is always going to be kind of blue, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
every single one of them.
But gross. All your towns, your small towns, which far outweigh the cities, are going to be red.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Did you vote yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I voted too.
I registered to vote. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck? I mean, if you're going to lie on air, that's a weird flex.
I corrected myself.
Isn't it illegal to lie about vote? I don't even know.
I think it is. Giorgio, should we call the police?
You could.
Okay.
They've already done the way. I have a little button under the desk. I've already pressed it. So,
just notify them. We got some voting fraud going on in here.
I mean, I feel like we're breaking this live on air, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
this is huge for us.
Yeah, it's not so much the voting. It's just this fraud right here who's lying about voting. You're voting for Trump, obviously, right?
Correct.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Here's what I will say. So I just voted.
Right.
And the lines were extensive, not because of what you think of like, holy shit, people were dying to vote. But the COVID thing of like 6 feet apart, it made the appearance of the lines look longer. So if you're out there and you show up on the third to vote, I would recommend to go early if you are going to vote. Obviously we don't tell you what to do on this show. If you want to stay home and do coke in your pajamas, feel free. But
send us a picture of the pajamas, though, because if they're good,
like
I need a new set of coke pajamas. And honestly, I don't know where to look.
No.
And it's holiday season. I feel like, man, just the weight of the world on my shoulders. About all the Christmas gifts that I need to buy still.
Yeah. Hey, I got a pretty cool website that you can buy Christmas gifts on, I guess.
Where? What's that called?
www.starsandstripes.com. Co.com.
Okay. And what else do you sell there besides flags and personalized memorabilia?
The shirt that I got on, we got a bunch of apparel and stuff, and then mainly flags, but we're branching out a lot more apparel stuff.
Yeah, so condoms.
That's awesome.
American flag condom would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be. Did you bring any shirts for us?
Yes.
Awesome.
I got you a few.
Oh, shit. We would have worn them live on air today.
Large and then double XL for you, right?
Triple, yeah.
Okay. Trip X, dude.
It just depends on if I'm flexing or not.
Yeah. He goes Trip X, though, because he tucks his dong up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I roll it up in the bottom of that thing. That way it's like
nice and soft.
Anytime I show it to my girlfriend, it's like almost like an unveiling.
Yeah.
Like I do this, and it's like kind of rolls down. Yeah. She's like, oh, got it. And I shoot off fireworks and shit. She loves it.
When we go out together, she calls us two men and a baby.
Yeah.
The baby is his ding dong.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your wife all about? What's her stats? Where'd you meet her at?
So I met her in my mom's dental office right before I was going on vacation. So
she was gassed up in the chair, and you're like...
No, she was a dental hygienist.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I thought she was a patient there.
Yeah.
And then that's her brother back there, too. So
oh, that's her brother, the one who knows nothing about sports? That guy? That guy who knows nothing, zero about sports back there?
You know what the shitty thing is he's like the sports guru in our family, so...
Is he?
Come on, man.
When is this show airing? I would ask him for a lock. Let's see. It's airing Sunday night. Does he have a mic?
Give him a mic.
Well, hold on.
Let's find out.
There's two games on Monday, actually.
Yes, so let's find out here, okay? Chiefs, Bills, -3.5. Fake Dan called it, by the way. You had called this spread in advance on another site, and I'm proud of you for that. Also want to give you a shout-out for your Coastal Carolina pick the other day. People went bug-fucking, drinking bro sports. Sign up.
It's all downhill from here.
It is, yeah. You've peaked. You definitely peaked. We'll see about your golf pick on the weekend. We're recording this a day in advance. So, Chiefs, Bills, -3.5. Tanner, who do you got?
I mean, I'm going to stick with Chiefs. Mahomes is the deal breaker. He's going to seal the deal.
I agree. So, I put Dan and I, this is our biggest bet of the year. I put $2,000 on the Chiefs.
I mean, Josh Allen's no joke, though.
He's not, and he's great. And I'm a huge Josh Allen fan.
They're going to score some points. I think it's going to be 38-30 games, something like that, to be honest.
So you got the over in that?
Yeah.
Okay. Josh Allen, by the way, looked like garbage trash on Tuesday night against the Titans.
Water trash, right. Yeah. But the Titans have a better defense than the Chiefs, obviously. Here's the problem. Well, we'll see if Le'Veon Bell signs with the Chiefs and if he actually plays. I doubt he's going to play on Monday.
Ooh, if he signs, he'll play. Andy Reid will get him in there.
According to, we have a lot of drinker bros in Kansas City, right? Yeah. Like a lot.
Yeah.
And they work, some of them are cops, some of them work in real estate. So apparently Le'Veon Bell's there today looking at fucking condos in downtown Kansas City. Yeah. So it looks like that's really going to happen. I don't know when he's actually going to play, though. But either way,
he's healthy.
The Bills have had a lot of trouble with the run game this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than they're used to, but their pass rush is still good. We're going to see if Mahomes learned a lesson last week and he's going to stick around and actually run that fucking offense, or if he's going to run around like an asshole and throw balls all over the place.
We'll see. Either way, that was Dan and I's biggest bet of the year so far.
But I think they're going to win. I think it's safe to say they're going to win.
Same. We put a fuck ton of money on that. What's the doubleheader? Yeah, Cardinals Cowboys.
It's Arizona
and
minus
the spread
one and a half.
Is 1.5. Who you got in that?
Well, since OU's my school, I got to go with Kyler Murray. Kyler over Andy Dalton, even though I feel like Andy Dalton's actually not that big of a downgrade from Dak Prescott.
No, I don't either, man. Is it weird? I don't either. And I think Michael Gallup and those guys will finally catch some fucking balls there.
I agree.
I'm with you. All right, maybe there is hope for you, Tanner. I've got Arizona in that game as well.
Redemption, thank God.
I think Arizona is going to win that game by 10 points, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, Dallas's defense is hurting.
Garbage town, USA.
They are hurting. They have, their secondary is not good. And to play Kyler Murray, you either have to 100% shut down the run game, yep, or you have to have a spy on him all the time.
Yeah.
And Dallas's secondary can't do it. They cannot put a spy on them. They will get beat every single time.
Every single time. And, you know, the stadium's only at 25% capacity. Jean shorts sales are down this year in Dallas. So, you know, that's going to say a lot about what's going to happen there. And then Kohl's, actually, Kohl's cigarettes sales are really, really down this year in Dallas because they're having a tough time there for the Cowboys. But either way, I'm with you on those two picks. And I'm proud of you. Now your wife, you guys have a kid?
Yes.
What's the?
She just turned 7.
Okay. Nice.
So kiddo, wifey's going back to school. I'm doing Stars and Stripes Company full time. So yeah.
Nice. What's she going back to school for?
Children's psychology.
Whoa.
So she was doing, when we met, she was.
What does it tell you that your female child turned 7, mm-hmm, and then all of a sudden your wife wants to go back to school for child psychology?
What does that tell
What's
you?
What's happening here?
She's always wanted to do it. So okay. I don't believe you.
I don't either.
She is trying to get into my brain a little bit more, though.
See, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
You got to shut that shit down right now.
Right now.
I tried to. She goes into it, and I just walk away.
Slap the book out of her hand.
Yeah.
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 What are you, a fucking nerd?
Yeah.
Start calling her a nerd.
Reader? You fucking reader? Why don't you go read somewhere else?
I could just play dumb all the time, just take my IQ and just toilet it.
So yeah.
She doesn't even want to talk to me anymore.
How long have you guys been married?
About 2-3 years. Mm.
3 years. Yeah. So the child is from a previous relationship?
Nope. It's from us. New Year's happened. Yeah.
And then you guys just got married, five years later?
I mean, we loved each other, and then, you know, but we had been together, we're almost 10 years in.
Shit.
Being together, and then had a kiddo along the way, and then got married later. We wanted to do the house thing first, so.
Nice. On the day this show airs, it'll be my wife and I's anniversary on the day that this airs, so. Happy anniversary, Jesse.
You and I should go to dinner somewhere, probably.
We should. And then what I'll do is bring her some leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for your anniversary last year, we were in Philly at a football game or something.
We were.
Yeah. And then in 2018, she was 9 months pregnant.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were also.
She's super stoked with me also and all of my life decisions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure your wife will be stoked with you on this show today.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Does she listen to the show?
She will. She's going to start. She'll definitely listen to this one.
So let's get into the Holocaust and your thoughts.
God damn. All right.
Just see your wife and her whole family listening to the show. And it's like,
okay.
How has the Holocaust affected your ability to make wooden flags?
Yeah. And do you plan on making any more Nazi flags? Because we saw the ones you showed us on your phone.
Yeah.
That was not my phone. So.
Totally kidding. You come on air and we just destroy your business completely. And it was just like, man, we have this dope-ass drinking bros flag on the show. But then he also had all these really fucking strange Nazi war memorabilia flags.
In 2020, it would probably thrive even more. Oh, yeah. I'd probably leave and I'd make record sales if that was the truth.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. What's the weirdest thing you've ever had someone ask you to make a custom thing of?
Gay pride flag.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
Two dudes?
That's not even that weird, though. What about a gay pride flag where an overlay of a normal flag, right? We do that all the time with cross rifles or whatever the fuck.
No.
What if it was this two wieners touching tips?
No, yeah, docking.
Is that the one you wanted?
Yeah. I would love.
I would make that. I would do that for you.
We would love a docking flag. It'd be so great.
A pegging flag.
Or a reverse cowboy.
Okay.
You know, we're.
You know what reverse cowboy is?
You know what reverse cowboy is?
Yes.
Explain that position.
Reverse cowboy. It's cowboy turn around.
Yeah, but it's a dude on top of you. Yeah,
yeah, in reverse.
But although you can go strap on reverse cowboy too, if it's a lady.
Yes, if it's a lady.
There's nothing gay about that, by the way.
At all.
There's nothing by definition that a woman can do to a man that's gay. That's not what gay means.
No.
So just relax, guys.
I think that's just called opening doors.
Just let her get in there.
It's just called being from Atlanta.
If your wife walks into the room and she has fucking dish gloves on.
Yep.
Snaps those things, you just fucking lie down and shut the fuck up.
Yep. It'll be like a Blink 182 video.
Yeah.
You know?
Boom. Or run. I'd probably run.
Is she wearing the nurse outfit or is it?
Yeah, you got to. You got to pull that purple glove down.
Yeah, that's my wife's rough. Already trying to get my brain. I don't need her in my ass too.
You guys aren't an ass play or anything?
No.
Ass eating season just started, by the way.
Yeah, it did. You're good to go right now.
Yeah, man. It's past October 1st, so you're fine. What do you think is going to happen in this upcoming election? Who you got?
I just think that the media is downplaying everything involved in Trump. Mm-hmm. I watched the debate. It was very cringeworthy.
It was awful.
So I think they're doing a really good job at making him look worse and worse as the days go on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to take it.
I got him as well. I'm curious to see this town hall tonight.
Well, Tommy Lee announced today that he's going to leave America if Trump is reelected.
It's funny, man.
See you, dude.
I talked about this in Ron's Special Revolution. He's going to drag his big dumb dick over to Greece, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's where all the pedophiles are, apparently. So, yeah, go ahead and go over to Greece, guy, with your fucking hepatitis C.
Give everybody else AIDS over there.
Hep C was cured, though. So shout out to Gilead. Yeah, they cured it.
I don't know.
Hep C is cured. The company is called Gilead, who actually did that. You can fact check fake Dan. I used to have that stock. That's why I know. They were selling it for like... It was 3 months. You could get it for like $1,200 a pop.
Is have that stock like a euphemism for hepatitis?
Yeah,
C?
I've had a Hep C. Okay, so. Nice. No. I didn't. But Pamela Anderson did.
Yeah, she got it from Tommy Lee.
Correct. And there was some treatments done, and she was able to get remarried and have vaginal sex again without latex. So.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have worn it anyways.
No, you wouldn't have. No. You wouldn't have. But. Come on, man. Hypothetical, we know some people who may or may not have had sex with her.
When did they cure this?
About 2 years ago, I think. It was initially in three treatments. But here's what I didn't know, Dan. You probably know the answer to this. Once a drug comes out, you can take it, reproduce it, and just call it something
you
else.
You can only... you can have a drug... This is what pharmaceutical companies do. They apply a pending patent, like mm-hmm. a patent-pending thing, but they apply a pending patent to it. For 10 years. It'll last for 10 years. And they put out a shittier version of the drug for that first 10 years.
Yep.
And then they make also a better version or an extended release or something like that. And they release it the 10 years after that.
Yeah.
So when everybody switches to the shitty generic version after 10 years, which you can do, then they switch to the better one.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you want to get Hep C, feel free. Like you're cured now. And I think it's like 3 pills. Is that what it is? Did you look it up?
It's like a penicillin shot.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, so they've gotten that far now where it's just like one shot and you're good?
Sure, yeah.
Same with AIDS. I get a cocktail for that too where it's just like you'll live forever.
I think they'll have a universal pill one day.
Oh, probably.
You just take it and it just cures.
Yeah, but it's the size of that fucking water bottle and it goes in your butthole.
Yep, goes so it's straight like, and it's got to dissolve.
I'd probably do that over having AIDS. Going to be real honest.
Have you had AIDS?
No.
Well, then you're kind of speaking outside of school here, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you get HGH when you got AIDS.
Yeah.
And all sorts of, like, you get Myers cocktails every single day. There's all kinds of cool shit.
Are you on any cool shit? Are you on the HGH? You got some fucking Guns and Navarone on you there.
No, I appreciate it, but no, I'm not.
That's just all natural, huh?
No, yeah, yeah.
Come on. This isn't like a rock situation.
I eat steak about every night, and I just work out a lot. I used to do bodybuilding for quite a while.
Oh, no shit.
Are you familiar with micro expressions?
Me?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a way that you can tell if someone's being honest or not.
Right. And what do you think? What's your read on him?
When you said, are you on anything? He said, yeah. See, now that's a problem.
This fucking guy.
It's like somebody.
This fucking guy.
Now we're getting into it.
Somebody's supposed to seem angry to a question you're asking, but really you see a smile or a smirk in the corner of their face. That means they think they're getting away with it.
So if you want to think I'm on testosterone. Trend
and D-ball.
Awesome stuff. Go for it.
No one said anything about tests. You just came out and brought that up.
Yeah. So. If we're going to talk bodybuilding,
we talk about it every single
six
day.
6 years. That's usually the number one.
By the way, my fan page guy is a chemist, right?
Yeah.
So he had some advice for you on what you should be taking.
Oh, what's his whole sitch? Because I want all of the things. We talked about this on
keep
here.
Talking and I'll look
I
it
will
up
right and quick. I'll and you know what, I'll get into this story too, because I put a thing on my Facebook about The Rock after he came out for Joe Biden, made that passionate video in Hawaii. It was so fucking lame. I just said on my Facebook, I was like, the only thing I want to hear out of The Rock's mouth is the exact cocktail of steroids he's taking, what are the times that he's taking them, and I want all of the steroids, right?
All of them.
There was one guy who just raged and was like, The Rock has done more for people in this world than you've done for people your entire life, you piece of shit. I fucking hate you. And I was like, first of all, why do you follow me on Facebook? Second of all, I genuinely want the steroids of The Rock to become a better human, right? I don't understand what the problem with that is. Nobody has that solution. What was Homeboy's?
Here's what he says. He says, if you're actually interested in The Rock cycle, this is what it is. So you take test suspension stacked with Diana Ball.
D-ball.
D-ball for 4 weeks. Yep. Then you bridge over to Winstrol for 6 weeks to offset to offset the water retention caused by the D-ball and to achieve vascularity. But the real secret is that you switch off test suspension and go to this interesting new drug called Equipoise. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, it's for, I think that's for horses, actually.
Yes.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently a lot of guys in the industry are using Equipoise as their follow-up to the test cycle.
So we were talking about this before we went on air. I'm doing this, there's a fucking great gym here, New Fit, where they hook you up with these electrodes, right? And you can barely lift like 20 pounds because you're all shocked to shit. It is the most intense workout, and I can only do it twice a week because you're fucking crazy sore afterwards. But I had asked him, I was like, what's the fucking real shit? There was a guy in there that was massive, right? But about your size, who had clearly taken steroids.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No, you've clearly taken steroids.
He walked into the building with a needle hanging out of his arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's that needle, man?
Whoa.
By the way, you don't shoot into your fucking arm veins if you're doing testosterone.
It's right into your ass.
Well, I go to the top of the thigh, actually.
Oh, do you really? You're one of those?
Well, I'm not a pussy.
Yeah, I am.
You use your ass muscles way more than you use your thigh muscles throughout the day. So if you're worried about being sore all the time,
not that.
You just got to.
No. I just don't want to see the needle. That's the thing. I can't see it from behind.
I record it and then play it back to myself throughout the day.
But I've been going to this new fit place, right? And I asked one of the guys who looked like you, very big dude. And I was like, what's the fucking real shit here? Because that's not natural, right? And he goes, look, man. There's this one thing that they were giving livestock, and when you inject it, you start coughing. Like you have a coughing fit.
Tren.
And oh, it's Tren.
Trenbuterol.
It's
Trenbuterol.
And you lose
it's for
your
bulls.
You lose your breath.
It's for fucking bulls. Yeah.
So he said you lose your breath for like 5 minutes, where you're just this violent coughing, where it's just like you feel like you're gonna die, like you're gonna have a heart attack.
Wouldn't know one, but
come on.
I was around it. I saw it. I mean, when I was doing bodybuilding, I saw all that shit. But one thing that we mentioned vascularity. That's normally just body fat shredding down. That has really nothing to do with drugs. I don't think that any drug
it's
actually
maybe not
increases.
Even body fat. A lot of times it's just water.
Yeah, water retention coming off.
Yeah, like when those guys cut weight for fights or whatever the fuck, or
they get vascular as fuck.
Yeah, they get vascular as fuck, but they also, as soon as they eat and drink the next day, they gain like fucking 15 pounds.
It starts to go away.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Elias.
Elias. Okay. I'm looking for a trend in there, you know?
Noah Tren Elias.
Noah D-ball Tren Elias. Yeah.
So that's the cocktail, huh?
That's no what he said.
It just seems like so much shit, though.
I guarantee
dude.
It's times two for him.
No, that's not that much stuff, though.
That's
how many injections is that a week, you think?
I mean, if you're going heavy on the test, probably two of those. And then you're taking, if you're taking Winnie, that's shit. That's a tablet now, isn't it?
He has to be, he's had to have been on like HGH for the past 10, 15 years, I guarantee.
The Rock?
Oh, yes. The Rock for sure, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Everything that they're like, it's dumbed down. I guarantee it's like 10 times that.
Man, who knows?
He's a massive
dude. He's at least taking some Whirlin or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Something that makes natural HGH produce. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
But it's Rock, the Pico.
Yeah, dude. He's got all of those things, man.
He's also eating anywhere from 10 to 15,000 calories in a day and working out for 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you believe that, by the way? My wife says it's all bullshit.
Yeah, I do. Cheat meals?
Yeah, she's like, dude, I bet you he just does that for the gram.
No, when I did cheat meals, it was almost similar. Like, I would have probably about 5 rolls of sushi and then ice cream and cookies. Like, for one, so I could only cheat once a month when it was real serious or once a week.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just carb-load the shit out of it.
Yeah, but it would be, like, seriously, like 2,000 to 3,000 calories in one meal sometimes. For these guys.
Yeah, but if you're cutting, it's like you're not hardly eating anything. Mm. So when you get all that, it's like go for it.
Man, The Rock, dude, he's really fucking doing it, huh?
Mm.
That'd be helpful if your wife got into if she was going to be a doctor, tell her to flip on over to the fitness side of it and start doing injections.
Let me ask
for
you this: since he came out with the whole Biden thing, are you like one of these people who are like, I'm not sporting him or watching any of his movies anymore, or is it just kind of whatever?
I'm able to separate shitty people from good artists,
right?
Because I've worked with a lot of shitty people and who I just personally hated in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go and watch them like in a movie. People that I've started with like 2 years later, I'll go and watch them in a movie and be like, oh, fuck, they were great in that. But I don't like them as humans. That's the way I feel about like The Rock, for example, right? Where I recognize he does a lot for people and all that shit. And he's probably a pretty good dude. I'm not sure why he would risk his fan base, though, by going either side, Trump or Biden, to be honest with you, because it doesn't benefit you. When you're a global star like that, it does not benefit you to pick a side. And I remember Jack Nicholson back in the 80s, right? It was a heated election right after Reagan. It was Bush versus, who was 88? It's a Bush and...
who was 88?
Yeah. Who was running back in 88?
Oh, Dukakis, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were trying to get Nicholson to pick a candidate. And he goes, look, man, Republicans and Democrats both buy movie tickets. So I'm not saying shit. And I think that's very, very smart if that's your brand. Yeah, right? Right.
Jordan said it too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was kind of half joking, but he also wasn't joking. Because Jordan, he was like, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Exactly.
And Vin Diesel, like fucking 15 years ago, people kept railing on him like, hey, are you gay? He's like, I have a lot of gay and straight fans.
Yes. I know, like Vin Diesel's one.
That's what he said.
I'll out anybody on the show. Vin Diesel's not gay, which is surprising. If you look at his Instagram, that's definitely a gay man who's trapped
somewhere.
I didn't
know he had Instagram.
Are you kidding?
I don't follow the guy.
He is more follow. He might have more than The Rock.
No, The Rock just surpassed fucking everybody.
But he lost 20 million after that Biden.
He made some posts like a couple days after. It was like, oh, thank you for having.
Well, a magazine named him the most followed male.
Yeah.
So that was, he was able to post off of that to be like, suck it, haters. And it was like, no, dude, we know you lost 20 to 30 million followers.
Gotcha.
From that shit. I'm able to separate those guys. So like with The Rock, you know, look, he's not going to win a fucking Oscar or anything, but I'll go see his action movies and all that other shit.
They're all okay. They're nothing like crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones I can't, like a Lena Dunham.
Like Hobbs and Shaw was complete dog shit.
When's the last movie of The Rock that you saw? Like I watch Baller sometimes.
Jumanji.
I haven't seen
Ballers. Yes. Is good. I like Ballers because it was more.
It was a good show, yeah.
I took my kids to Jumanji 2, and it was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
Ballers reminds me of Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
And Entourage, like,
we said,
it's
like
three.
The League and Entourage made a fucking
They just redid it, is all they did. But I watched The Rock in Jumanji, and he had to do a New York accent throughout the whole thing, like Danny DeVito, because I think he had switched over from the Danny DeVito body to The Rock's body.
Mm hmm.
That was the worst 2.5 hours of my life, and
I hated it.
Wasn't
very good.
No. And then Kevin Hart, the guy who was playing him, was the Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon.
Mm-hmm. Roger Murtaugh.
Roger Murtaugh. What's his real name? Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, yeah.
So Kevin Hart, the entire movie, talked, in an old black man's voice like Danny Glover. And I was so angry, but I'm with my two children at a drive-in, and like, you know, I knew I was in it, and I couldn't go anywhere. And I hate it, but that was the last Rock movie. And no lie, I thought the same thing that you did, where I was just like, what the fuck's the appeal with this guy? Like, what's the story here? Because you said Hobbs and Shaw was shitty, right?
Total dog shit.
I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies after like part two.
Yeah, they're not good.
So what is it that he's doing? I guess Ballers.
I think consistency.
I saw The Fate of the Furious. So I've seen that one, and I'm looking down this list for other movies of his.
Skyscraper?
Nope.
Trash. See. not even worth mentioning.
Like, I've seen the
Rampage?
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Is that the White Gorilla?
That's the video game from Sega Genesis that they made into a movie. That's
great strange. Video game. Terrible movie.
I've seen all the Fast and Furious movies, and then Pain and Gain was kind of funny.
It was
With Mark Wahlberg. I love that. That's a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Here's the deal. That's I'll go Biden on you. Here's the deal. Pain and Gain, I did like that, and I enjoyed The Rock and Marky Mark in
that
movie.
8 years ago, at least, though?
It was a very long time ago.
I got to tell you, other than that one in the Fast and Furious movies, the last movie I've seen of his was The Other Guys.
Which one was he in with Ryan Reynolds?
Well, The Other Guys, he was only in for 2 minutes.
Yeah,
he dies.
2010.
He dies 2 minutes in.
I didn't see Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy was awful.
I guess Get Smart is the last one where he was a main character that I actually watched that wasn't a Fast and Furious
movie. It was terrible. Get Smart was terrible.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Mm. Yeah, what's the fascination with The Rock, man? Are we decoding The Rock on this show? That might be the title of this show,
Gridiron,
Decoding The Rock.
Gridiron Gang was a good movie.
They're all just kind of eh.
Yeah.
Like some of these movies are the movies when they're on TV, you'll kind of watch it until.
Most of his movies seem like they should only be on television.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
$5 Ben at Walmart.
Like Walking Tall is an example of that.
The weirdest thing with. Oh, yeah. Fucking terrible movie. The weirdest thing about this pandemic and the COVID thing is because everybody ran out of content, they're showing old movies again.
Yeah.
Right.
You realize how much better filmmaking was in like the 80s and 90s.
It's great.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy shit, where did it all go wrong? And then you look at The Rock and you're like, that's where it went wrong. Even the older action stars, right? Like Sly. I fucking love Sly. Stallone was badass and shit. And I love the fuck out of Rambo movies.
They're good. I watched
Cobra, Over the Top, Rockies. I love, genuinely love all those movies. And if they're on, I'll fucking watch them.
You like the new Creeds?
Yes, yes.
They're fucking dope.
Dude, they're fucking dope as shit. Like, he's been making rad shit forever.
Yeah.
And I genuinely love, like, Stallone when those movies come on. Even though they're hilarious, like, I love them. I love the fucking movies. Same with Schwarzenegger. Back in the day, man. You give me Commando any fucking day of the week versus any Rock movie, and I'm all in. Like,
I've been watching the old like mobster movies, like Goodfellas, Casino.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time there was a good mob movie? I don't. The Irishman. The Irishman was not a good movie. That was like
it was long.
It was like a shitty fucking 3-hour documentary.
If you cut out an hour and a half of that movie,
yeah, it would have been decent.
Especially the part where Robert De Niro is trying to pretend to be a virile young man kicking the shit out of somebody on the sidewalk. Now your legs don't work anymore, Bobby D. How about you shut the fuck up about politics, by the way?
yeah. There's another one where Robert De Niro. So here's the biggest debate I have of all time for all of you guys, right? And this is what I've said to people. If you're somebody like Robert De Niro, is a perfect example, who is one of the very greatest actors we've had in American history of all time.
Agreed.
Why, at the end of your life, the last 10 years of your life, come out and just start railing on the president when you're going to die, and unfortunately, everybody's just going to remember you for the guy. It was like, is that the guy that fucking hated Trump and all that other shit and made those weird videos? Like, instead of this long, amazing, illustrious career of some of the best movies of all time, they're going to think of it as that crazy guy who made those fucking weird black and white Trump commercials. I just wouldn't do it at that point. Like, there's guys who've walked away. Gene Hackman walked away. Was just like, I don't want anybody to see me fucking die. Johnny Carson walked away. Sean Connery just walked away.
Sean Connery.
Yes, dude. And he was just like, hey, man, that's it. I want people to remember me for who I was, not any of the other bullshit, and then they just step away. Bobby D couldn't do it, dude.
No, I think there's a lot of people in Hollywood trying to stay relevant, too.
Well, that, because there's nothing shooting, so it's like, hey, man, you're trying to do all this weird
shit. Is it that, or are they desperate for fucking attention?
I think both. That, too, yeah. They're just trying to stay relevant.
Yeah. Both, but it's strange. But all those old 80s movies are on.
What about the...
Bruce Willis, dude. Bruce Willis was a fucking action star. He was dope as shit.
Yeah.
All those diehards, like fucking Moonlighting. Moonlighting was badass, like Pulp Fiction.
Keanu Reeves is kind of different because he
does... Goddamn John Wicks.
He does a wider array of movies, though. Like, you don't know if a movie that Keanu Reeves is in is going to be some kind of weird-ass psychological drama, or if it's going to be an action movie, or if it's going to be... Like,
he'll be a rape victim.
Or a quarterback.
Or a quarterback. Yes.
That dude. Was...
You know?
Or a quarterback. The replacements.
I mean, that's a really good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
It's a fantastic movie. But yeah, you don't know what Keanu's going to do. That Bill and Ted just came out. I didn't see it. But
hopefully John Wick 5, right?
I haven't seen the Bill and Ted.
So they're shooting those. They can't put out enough John Wicks,
so
by the way.
So good.
You know, the first one bombed.
Why?
Nobody saw it in America. Yeah. And then it exploded in China. And they were like, Chinese box office
they're
is making more than us. They were like, let's make another one. And then people found it later on down the road. Now everybody's a gigantic fan of it. Wasn't Halle Berry in the last one? Because she called him.
Yeah, with the two German shepherds.
Yeah.
On the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got mucked
up. Fly out of a tree and attack a guy. Yep.
Fucking badass, dude. All those John Wicks are rad. We get some sponsors who pay for the show to be on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Are you a member of the military?
No, I'm not.
A first responder?
No.
A teacher?
No.
Do you work in the government?
No.
Well, you can't get any of those fucking discounts, bro.
I can't, man.
But if you want to get a bundle package, you can. 30% off of bundle packages. We're going to have to buy some extra shit and bundle it together. Go to GhostBed.com/drinking bros today and use the fucking deals, dude. 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there at theghostbed.com. So all of those deals are applicable with everything that I just talked about, including that no interest. Who do we got next up, D'Anthony?
ExpressVPN.
Yeah, we do. ExpressVPN.com/drinking bros. Finest VPN in the land. They've been with us for 2 years and hopefully many, many more, unless they get fucking hacked. Doubtful. Doubtful, Dan, because they're the best in the biz.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. If you go to expressvpn.com/drinking bros today, $7 a month. And if you sign up for a year, you get 3 months for free. Also, you can watch like crazy fucking videos in other countries and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. I just used it to crack into that Blippi video.
Yeah, Blippi is one. Anything that Twitter...
Netflix. You can watch Netflix in other countries.
Yeah, anything that Twitter or Facebook tries tries to hide from you, you can find it using this.
Yeah.
Like Chinese fart porn is a big one.
Huge. That's huge. You into Chinese fart porn?
I'm not.
No? Uh-uh. Come on, you got to come up to the end of the microphone.
I'm not. Not into Chinese fart porn.
Okay. Well,
what are you,
it's never too late to start.
Anti-Chinese.
Yeah, do you hate Chinese people?
Do you have a big list to recommend? Is that what you're saying?
Of Chinese fart porn?
Yeah. Where to start?
Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday. Happy 19th birthday is the first one you should start with.
Okay.
Because then they fart on the cake, and that's a double fetish. We call that a
cake farts?
Double cake.
Cake farts.
Yeah. Cake farts.
That's a real thing, yeah.
It's a real thing, by the way.
I believe it.
Yeah. What do you get down on?
Nothing.
No porn?
No porn.
Come on.
I swear to God.
All right.
It's never been like one of those things for me.
Huh.
It's not a vice.
Yeah. What's your vice?
Probably working out. That's probably it. Just
Jesus
alleviate
Christ,
the demons.
Dude.
That's it.
Shooting guns. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, you can alleviate the demons and buy shit, you can go to the dark web on expressvpn.com if you want.
Mm.
Buy all kinds of ammo from all over the world. It can be fucking rattlesnake poison tipped ammo. Is that a thing, Dan?
Venom.
Should be.
Poisonous is when you consume something and it kills you, and venomous is when something bites you and it kills you.
I'm not an animal doctor, you know?
Well, venom is venom.
Still not an animal doctor, guys. Hey, Giorgio, can you check that wall of all the degrees I have? Is animal doctor one of them? Oh, it's not. Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Oh,
there
is. Did you forget that? I think that was like the second term.
You want to talk about a terrible movie. The fucking Robert Downey Jr. version
of... Oh, God.
Dr. Doolittle.
I didn't know Robert Downey Jr. even did a version of that.
Ah, it was $200 million. It was a disaster.
Wow, did he do it
down
in black?
The toilet.
Did he do it in blackface or...
No, he did it. He did it honky face.
See, he should have gone blackface for it.
I agree. Look, speaking of blackface, they're going to take that movie off the interwebs, but expressvpn.com/drinking bros will help you find it.
Yep.
Go there today. Get it. Seamless app that runs in the background of all your electronic devices, phones, computers, fucking fridge TVs. Everybody's getting fridge TVs now.
I'll just put a fucking TV in the...
Matt's got one.
I know.
That was the first time I saw it. I was like, is that a fucking fridge on your TV? And he goes, yeah. It came with it. And I was like, no, it didn't. You ordered that special.
Yeah, you definitely ordered that.
And he was like, it was an extra hundo, you know? I don't blame him.
Maybe. I mean, I've got so many TVs now. I don't know if I can stand another one.
No, I can't either.
Like, how far are you willing to walk to be entertained? Is it 2 feet or is it like 16 feet? You know what I mean?
It's four. Four is always the answer. Yeah. Four
By
feet.
The way, they're shooting The Matrix 4 right now.
Yeah, they are. Ooh. With the Wachowski sisters, because they switched. They're not brothers anymore.
Are they still the people for it?
Yes, they are. And they renamed themselves female names.
Lana.
Lily and Lana, I think is the names.
What are the chances? Let's say, I mean, maybe it's
two brothers.
Maybe it's high. I don't know, because it's gender dysphoria is something that really happens, right?
Yeah,
like your brain gets wired for dude and your body gets wired for chick. Or
I
vice
thought
versa.
I was Judy Garland for like 4 years.
Yeah, well, it's because of your love of old movies, I think. But
and dogs.
Maybe it is likely that two are they twins or are they just brother and brother or sister and sister, whatever the fuck.
Who knows?
So maybe it's genetic. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Or just an awesome coincidence.
Which would be funny if it, like, imagine you had, you're a dude, big, burly, macho dude, and then you have a brother that is a trans woman now.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God.
And then it comes out that it's definitely genetic. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, man, hell no. I just want to hear that guy explaining for the rest of his life that he's not going to become trans at some point.
Or do you, when you go
that'd
to
be really funny.
When you go to the doctor to switch it on over, do you hold hands while your wieners get lopped off?
Probably not.
Okay.
I doubt they're in the same room at the same time, although that'd be good reality television.
It'd be awesome if your fingers were intertwined and you could do the surgery together. And just get both dicks.
I wouldn't
removed.
Be able to take it seriously. I'd be making weird noises all the time. Like, oh, dude, they cut your fucking dick off, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you just lost your hammer, dude.
And the fucking doctors would be like, can you please shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
I'm an Indian and I don't understand anything you're saying. Because it would be an Indian doctor. I'm not letting a white doctor cut my dick and balls off.
No, there will be no white hands, doctor-wise, around my weenus and or ball sack area.
This is an interesting fucking cast.
Who do we got last but not least here on the show?
That's it today.
It's not it. It's never it today. We'll go to DukeCannon.com. Just because I used that soap this morning and I smell fantastic. DukeCannon.com, promo code DrinkingBros10. If you order over $20, you get free shipping. This is your guys' sponsor. That's why I say it all the time.
I have really bad posture. You notice that?
We're getting there. We're getting to be Larry King's because you, yeah. You
get a... I need one of those things that you glue to the top of your back. Have you seen that shit? It like keeps you upright all the time.
Yeah, get a nice single of me, Giorgio. Who's more jacked, me or this fucking dude over here? There it is. Look at him. He's hiding under the desk. Get your fucking trend, dude. Get your fucking trend.
It's definitely not you, Ross, by the way.
Sorry, bud.
I mean, look at this. Look at the fucking bear trap. Holy
you
shit.
You gotta go to a cattle farm.
Sorry, I thought there was a real bear caught in there. When you were doing steroids for the first time, did it...
It's just an ongoing...
Go to DukeCannon.com. I'm totally kidding, dude. DukeCannon.com, drinking bros 10. So if you're injecting and then you need to wash your body afterwards, you get the blood off. You know, you don't want to put your boxers back on.
Steroids and the Rock.
I'm kidding. You're fucking huge, dude. Like your arms are like
I appreciate
goddamn
that.
Trees. It's amazing. It's amazing. Favorite tree. Go.
Noah versus the Rock. Pine.
Let's is it go. Really?
Yeah.
Why go. Is that?
My favorite tree. What's the one with the, they're all
Symbolism.
Over. They're all over Louisiana. They have those like really cool like
Spruce.
Arms that float down.
It has a what?
They're all over Louisiana. They're really thick, and then they have the are they willows?
Redwoods.
Willows.
Weeping willows. Willow, maybe?
Well, yeah. Weeping willows, yeah.
Those are dope.
Yeah. I was a big fan of those as a child.
I like wood for its utility, though. So, yeah. Like ash, it's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm a big Georgia O'Keeffe fan.
They used to make baseball bats out of ash.
Goddamn right.
Now it's a variety of different woods.
It is. It is. Fun fact, the biggest bat makers in Louisville, Kentucky.
There's a big one in Canada now, too.
It's one of those shows where we just get rocked. I want Vizzy to be a sponsor, by the way.
Yeah, they should be.
We've been drinking these. They've got vitamin C in them, so it makes us feel better about drinking them all day long, where it's
keeps
like, oh, vitamin
away.
C, bro. Yeah. Yeah. And
this, I like it, actually. It's better than the other beverages.
I'm a big fan. We had this at the Texas game.
The only issue I'm having right now is it's not as available in as many stores. When I say stores, I mean gas stations, because that's
got to get it out there.
Yeah, so
hit us up, Vizzy. We're down, dude.
Yeah, they need to send us like just a couple of pallets of these so I can make sure the quality is good.
Yeah, we got to do a little QC on the old Vizzy.
By the way, this the fucking cast for this new Matrix movie is pretty interesting. So obviously Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are in it, but Jonathan Groff, the guy from what's that show? It's the serial killer show.
Oh yeah. Oh,
Mindhunter.
Yeah, and Ken
That's
and Karen.
That's a great show.
Yeah, Mindhunter is a great show, by the way. Priyanka Chopra's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking NPH is in this shit. Jada Pinkett, obviously. The Merovingian.
You know
guy.
Who's not in it is Lawrence Fishburne.
No, he.
Weird. It's weird that he's not in it.
He's not, and it's...
He made some trans comments.
It's a notable
I heard
app.
Behind the scenes, and they were like...
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, we're like, he's all gone. And they asked him, because he's on Blackish the other day, like behind the scenes, they were like, oh, you're bad to say, you beat COVID, blah, 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 blah. How's it like? And he's like, oh, it's great. Nice to be back with the family. And they were like, so are you going to be in the new Matrix? And he's like, I did not get a call for that one. So not sure what happened there, but, you know... Ken McCloskey is also in the new Matrix. A lot of people don't know that.
When's this come out?
Is he just going to be standing there with the rifle? Or?
In all the dimensions, Ken McCloskey is in your dreams and your nightmares. They would not have Karen in it, though. I'm not sure why.
We should try to... what do you got to do to get into the Macy's Day Parade?
Ooh.
Money. So if you can donate enough money to get in there.
Let's do that and have a Ken and Karen float.
That'd be great. It'd be fucking fantastic, dude.
Or an Alex Jones float. But then we have Alex inside the car, and he just he keeps jumping out and yelling at people.
Yelling at everybody. Hey, hey. This is all this shy comps. All these are China's. These are China's floats and parades out here. We love Alex, by the way.
Yep.
I don't know if you listen to that show, but that guy's out of control.
I love Alex.
One of the best. One of the best.
He's really funny.
I like watching his clips where he's out in public, just giving people shit. Those are the best.
It's great. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
14.
Whoa.
15? 14, 15?
Young, dude. Yeah. Was it Michael Jackson?
No.
I'm kidding.
No. I didn't make it out to the ranch.
Is it weird that I'm jealous that I didn't get to go to the ranch, you know?
And get molested?
Well, no. I just meant that obviously he didn't feel that I was that attractive, you know?
Well, you want to see the monkey.
Yeah. With
Ferris wheel, endless supplies of candy.
And then Jesus juice, I believe, is wine with sleeping pills inside. Yeah.
14's young. Where were you? In Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma.
Figures.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't having
Oklahoma
children then.
Boy.
Is today your first time out of Oklahoma?
No, it's not.
Is it really?
No,
it doesn't seem like it.
No.
It doesn't seem like it. I'm kidding. I'm very,
I started traveling outside of Oklahoma right at like 17, 18. Until then, just Texas.
Oh, no shit. Where'd you go to college?
Oklahoma State.
Mm. Oh, so you did go there. You're not just a fan.
No.
All right,
Oklahoma
cool.
State.
Then you're
it's
allowed.
A hard fan ship to have.
I would choke imagine so,
but at least you went to school there. Like, I get it. Did Tanner, your buddy, did he go there?
No, Tanner went to OU.
OU.
Oh, he went.
He's a Cowboy.
Did you physically go to OU, though?
He's still going.
Oh, you're still in?
Yeah, I'm a senior at OU.
You're 37. Are you Van Wilder?
No.
I look 37?
I'm kidding.
OU.
You
look older, but...
Do you remember that Jeremy Piven movie, PCU, with David Spade?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
If you go back and watch PCU, look at how bald Piven is. That was before he got his plugs.
Yeah.
And you can really see where you're like, whoa, what the fuck? That is not the same hair from Entourage,
he's
bro.
Like, he's like 33 playing a 27-year-old, and he looks like a 45-year-old.
It's
very weird math. I don't know.
John Favreau in that movie, too. Is
Could you blow
pounds.
Me where the penis is? Remember that shit? Yeah, that was good.
They don't make those anymore. You're not allowed to.
No, you can't do anything. And that movie actually was a send-up of what was to come.
Yeah.
Like, they had no idea how bad it was going to get at that point.
Oh, no, not
like
at
Like, the cause heads. Like, no, they are real now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All that shit is real. David Spade was in that movie?
Well, he was in Hitler Youth kind of fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a funny movie, man. I haven't seen that in fucking years, dude.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's better than Van Wilder, that's for sure.
Van Wilder's good. I noticed it's like on top 10 of Netflix of the week because everyone's bored as shit.
Well, and people love Ryan Reynolds, man.
Isn't that what made what's his name? Penn?
Cal Penn.
Cal Penn famous.
Yeah. He was in that. He did the sequel.
That was a mistake.
So the sequel is about him.
There's another sequel to all that
shit. Put respect on The Rise of Taj.
The Rise of Taj. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I'm not going to put any respect on that movie.
It's Schlong.
You know where I'll give him respect is on the Harold and Kumar movies. I fucking love those goddamn things.
Yeah, those are good.
Big fan of those. But Gun to Head, all-time favorite movie. What is it for you?
I'm going to say Goodfellas, just right off the bat. That's one I can watch anytime. Anytime it comes on, I'll just watch it.
Dan?
There's not enough nudity in Goodfellas.
No.
But, I mean, as far as the best movie, who the fuck knows?
I wanted to see Sean Penn's dick.
That's an impossible question to answer, I think.
They said Gun to Head.
Yeah, Gun to Head.
I'm not afraid of death. You know that. I'll fucking die. I'll die quiet. I don't give a shit.
What's one movie you can never turn off? Mine is Tombstone.
That's probably one of them. Yeah, I would say there's probably 10, and it depends on the genre. Like Dumb and Dumber is definitely one of them because it's such a fucking classic. I love that movie.
That's a good one.
Caddyshack is one for me.
I don't really get into those old movies.
I do.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a really good movie.
Oof, that's a great movie.
And I think it's one of the best, like, psychological dramatic movies made in the last 50 years, to be honest. But it doesn't get any respect, despite having a great cast.
Yeah.
Ruffalo's in that. Jim Carrey, that other fucking chick.
It's weird now Ruffalo's fucking nude telling you to vote.
I was talking shit to him on Twitter the other day.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, he was like, fucking this and this and whatever extremist shit I believe in. And I'm like, hey, why don't you go fucking do a black and white naked video again, bitch?
Or why don't you go voice over the Hulk while everybody else acts in that movie?
Yeah,
you fucking turd. Fucking Ruffalo, dude. Jesus Christ.
It makes me think.
So there's one. Whenever I see him now, I can't get over it.
Yeah,
that's one. Lena Dunham's another one where I'm just like, I fucking turds. I can't get over Ruffalo was going Ruffalo's so hard that it's just like, man, I can't do it.
Who's the other fat dude that
Gad,
the funny
Josh
guy?
Gad.
Josh Gad.
He was like laying down with his ass up in the air.
Except for when you say funny guy, I mean, that's how he's known, but that's not the reality of the situation.
I mean, he's not. He's in semi-funny movies.
Yeah.
He's like the Rock of comedy.
He personally is not funny. He just kind of stands there looking the way he does and getting made fun of.
Sarah Silverman was another one. She had like her dad
on
there.
Let's talk about the Sarah Silverman one.
God.
Now that's... I can get down with. Did you see how huge her tits were in that video?
Yes.
It was crazy, dude.
I also think she's like certified crazy, though.
Yes.
Like off the fucking...
But she's a comic.
Richter. Yeah.
She used to date Jimmy Kimmel for years. Something happened. I think she didn't want to have children. He got out of there. But either way,
she's just bad
shit. Was surprised to see how huge her tits were in that video.
Was her dad really like next up? I heard a lot of stuff about her dad.
Yes, that was true. But they weren't in the same scene, so...
It wouldn't
It'd be
me.
Weird if they were both naked in the same scene.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I
could see
When's
her.
When's the last time
I could
you saw
see
your
her,
dad nude?
I don't think I've ever seen my dad nude.
In your life?
Probably when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The appropriate.
But what I was saying.
You should have said not yet.
Not yet.
And then sent that clip to your dad.
And then make him drinking bro of the week.
Yeah.
I was saying, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for her to do that with her dad, is how batshit crazy I think she is. Is she would be full nude with her dad, like, hey, dad, let's record this.
You know, that's a tough one for me. Because she used to be super funny and edgy. And then what happens is when you stay single that late in life as a female, you become an activist and that's it. So it's like you and Chelsea Handler and... Amy Schumer, and then you pop out a baby and you're like, maybe I was a fucking idiot. Are you looking at her tits right now, Dan?
No, I'm reading about how she, to get out of jury duty once, wrote, I love chinks on the form.
She is witty, I'll give her that.
Yeah, like she's...
Like
she's
her idea was, she got it from a friend apparently, if she were to write something inappropriate on the form that they would disqualify her immediately.
Don Cheadle did something similar to get out of it too when he was at jury duty. It was like something with a cop involved, and he was just like, "It was like, no, I can tell you right now, I'd go against the cop." And they were like, "Whoa, time to get you out of there," you know. So
what are you gonna do?
Who knows, man? You get fucking weird with this. Who do you want to give the drinking bro of the week to? If you made us this beautiful flag, you came on our show, and you're in here. You're here. You threw out your back, lifting.
Potting soil bag. So
it was a potting soil.
Yeah, it's potting soil.
Okay.
Yep.
Could have lied about that.
No, yeah, I would have said wrestling a gorilla.
Yes, dude.
Or
I had a foursome and things got weird. Yeah. Like it was too much oil
or
on the mattress.
Potting soil.
Or I finally saw my dad nude or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is clearly
throw out your back trying to get out of the fucking room.
Yeah.
Well, hold the door open so you can get another peek. Is probably
one more peek of your dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said drinking bro of the week.
Yeah. Whoever you want.
Anybody?
Yeah, who has inspired you to become the man you are today?
Oh,
or any
man.
Doctor? Anybody any who's doctor. Injected you or... I'm totally kidding.
You know what? I'll throw out Bedros Koulian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I loved his early work. What's he do?
So he owns a bunch of gyms in California, Fit Body Boot Camps and stuff like that. But he's just
good friends with Ray Care.
Badass dude. So he helped me kind of get more business oriented early on. So
okay.
I'm going to throw him out.
Right on, dude. Ray Care. I've seen Ray's asshole.
Yeah, probably.
He sent me a picture of it and I made you look at it.
Well, I mean, he frequently will send everybody in his contact list videos of him running nude through a gym where there are other dudes.
Yeah.
And he's just sprinting around naked. And I guess it's just, here's my theory. I think he's in a mental institution. And the only times we see him is when he's on some kind of work release program. Because otherwise, his behavior doesn't make any fucking sense. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love Ray. And he always makes me laugh. I told you, I asked him, I was like, hey, man, the picture of the asshole is hilarious, right? Because he spread his cheeks as wide as they would go. I'll show you the picture when we get off air. YouTube would flag us, or else I'd just pop it up on the screen. You know goddamn well Ray doesn't care. And I said, who took the picture? And he said, his wife. So she's in on it, too. Would your wife take a picture of your asshole?
She probably would, yeah.
That's a hard ask for me.
It depends on the situation. I was like, hey, I gotta get you to take a picture of my asshole. I got to send it to the doctor, make sure everything's good. She'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? But if I was just like... take a picture of my asshole.
Right.
She probably would throw some flags up. So
Well, you don't want to come in hot with a statement like that in no context.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. No, not at all.
Like, if you come into a room hot, like, hey, put your fist in my ass, and it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Whoa.
If you say, hey, honey, there's some stuff caught in my ass, and you need to put your fist in there, get it? Yeah. Then everybody's on the same page.
Okay. Everybody's doing it.
Communication is the key, folks. It's really what it's all about.
To relationships, love, and life. It really is, you know? What's your wife's name?
Taylor.
So, Taylor, if you're hearing this out there.
We apologize.
We apologize for everything that we've asked your husband today. I would have him get rid of all those Nazi flags he's making.
And just to be clear, I'm not sorry. I'm just apologizing.
That's it. That's all we're doing.
I don't know what that means to you, but it doesn't mean anything to me. So.
Did you guys want us to offload all the Nazi flags in here?
No, we're out of dealers here. We don't have any good Nazi war dealers here anymore.
Not in Texas.
No, everybody's gone. It seems like that. I think they all went to Argentina.
Isn't
that where Hitler went?
That's like, a real thing. That shit's crazy.
You believe in it?
Yeah, that they all went there? Yeah, for sure. Like, if you go to Argentina over there, it's like blonde hair, blue eyed.
No shit.
Yeah.
And then you just got like crackers down there. Yeah.
And then you just got Argentinians like, what the fuck? Like, how these.
And it was Hitler who did that, huh?
Tim Kennedy did a big thing about it.
Yeah. He did. Look, he did. What was it? Hunting Hitler?
Yeah. He did Hunting Hitler. But the Oktoberfest down there are lit.
I bet.
Because you get like the warmth of, you know.
Look, I don't doubt that what you're saying is true. What I wouldn't do is juxtapose the quality of a place with Hitler on one side and then the fucking party on the other side, right?
Right.
Those two things are of no consequence to one another.
Well, he's no longer alive, Danny. He left a legacy.
Yeah, but there's probably a Dave Hitler down there running around. True. Like at least a nephew, right?
Yeah, or maybe he changed his name to Hister, you know, and just swapped a letter out there somewhere along the line.
What if it's Bitler?
Oh, weird show today, kids. We don't know what happens in here, but magic happens sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. Who knows? Either way, we've been drinking Vizzies all day. We appreciate the flag and the gifts.
Absolutely.
Go to starsandstripesco.com and check out all of his work. What are we gonna do? Backlight this with some LEDs, Giorgio?
Yeah, maybe something similar to the orange. Maybe something else. We'll play around with it. See what looks good.
Yeah.
Dope.
Let's play with each other.
Let's just burn this fucking building down.
Goddamn right.
God, now Dan's reading my mind.
Yeah, it's all over, brother. We don't have to fucking hang shit. We bring you down here, make you make this beautiful flag out of wood.
Burn it down.
Lock the doors, put everybody inside, and burn it down live on air.
A lot of views.
Yeah, a lot of views. And that's all we do it for. That's all we do the show for, you know?
There will be a lot of views until the...
You'll get a Vizzy sponsor then.
I would say so, yeah. I mean, you would...
They'll come put out the fucking building in flames with Vizzies.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to get drunk and also your friends killed themselves in a house fire, get some Vizzy.
Number one beverage for murder-suicide.
Yeah. You want to get drunk and also put some vitamin C pumping through your veins, go to Vizzy.
Well, I guess I can go ahead and fucking... cut off communication within now.
Hey, the best way to, if you're going to drink, you might as well, you know, be able to put out house fires and get some vitamin C.
Do you have 3 months to live? Vizzy.
That's a great slogan.
Vitamin C, though.
Vitamin C. You look great inside that fucking casket. Vizzy.
You look great, but you're dead inside.
Works great with it's a great mixer with embalming fluid. that sponsor's gone now. I like how you just sling bladed that outro.
I like mustard and french fried potatoes. I don't know what to tell you.
For D'Anthony Holloway. Noah Tren, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Bang Bang. Good night, everyone.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.